The population of Batra contributes a small percentage compared to other communities in Uganda, between 2,000 and 5,000.
How do the Batwa in Uganda survive? What's the situation of the Batwa in Uganda?
I would say that the Batwa in Uganda survive by God's grace, because the way we live as Batwa, it's quite disappointing compared to other ways people in Uganda live. I would not hesitate to give you an example of a girl who is a Mutwa, who gets pregnant at an early age like 14, 15 to 16. She's supposed to provide food for herself, look after that child, look after a family. This is simply because these ladies are taken into that to get dowry.
Is this happening among the Batwa communities themselves?
It's happening among the Batwa communities. And given that there are no jobs, these ladies are forced to walk to towns where they can do prostitution and earn a living.
The Batwa are hunters and gatherers. Now, you say that they are forced to go to the cities to even engage in prostitution. What happened to the olden ways of living among the Batwa as hunters and gatherers?
Currently, a Mutwa cannot access where he can gather or hunt because it's reserved and protected by the authorities. Because from those places, it's where the governments earn an income through tourism. So this forces a Mutwa to move away from that press. He's identified as a hunter and a gatherer, but the forest is taken away. Where is his hope?
How do men survive?
The Batwa men, some are used as tractors, because you're supposed to work very hard for you to be accepted in a society of people. Unless you work very extremely hard, you're always discriminated. There is no job for you. So if people work for 2 hours, as a Mutwa, you should work for something like an extra hour, so that at least someone has sympathy on you and say, let him continue working to earn a living because he's working more than others.
That sounds more like exploitation to me.
Indeed, it's exploitation. It brings me back to some youth. He acted in a movie that was about football back when South Africa was going to host the World Cup. That guy was chosen. He played part in that movie. The main actors took away sums of money when he was an actor, but currently he's at home. He is living a petty life.
Now, what is being done to ensure that the Batwa in Uganda enjoy their human rights and their economic conditions improve? Is there anything that is being done?
Yeah, they're trying to bring messages of hope, but practically nothing is being done. Because people are given hope that things will change, education system will change, everything is going to change. But when you go back to a Mutwa, he still survives by his own way, on petty or nothing.
Now, you yourself are studying medicine at the University of Kampala, you said?
Kampala International University in Uganda.
Tell me more about your studies. Are you planning to be a medical doctor?
I'm planning to be a medical doctor, but I'm looking at how am I going to get there. Because when I look at my parent, he had land. That land has been partitioned and has been sold to make me come at that level. So I don't know what's coming ahead. My heart has a desire. My mind is willing. My body has power. And my thoughts are joyful to that. But the economy to take me there is a question that lies on my head.
Are there other Batwas in Uganda like yourself who have advanced educationally to the point of going to university to study for other professions?
When a scanty population, very few. We are trying to survive to see how we can pull the Batwa society to where it should be. And I really thank the UN for empowering the youth. Because if we don't have there any Batwas who have made it there, it's our challenge.
Now tell me, what message have you brought to the United Nations as a Mutwa from Uganda?
The message that I've brought to the UN as a Mutwa is that back in my home, the youth have the power. The youth have the skills. So the UN should convert the power, the willingness of the youth of the Batwa into a mechanism, into education, into entrepreneurship, into better standards of health to make our communities rise.
Do the Batwa of Uganda have a future?
The Batwa of Uganda have the future if we stand and identify ourselves and not look at where we've come from, but look at where we have to go on the basics of who we were when we were created by God.